Well, that is certainly, Jeff, a great question to start off our Q&A time together, because I do believe that biblical counseling, discipleship, ministering to people in and through the local church is vital and relevant for not only the church, but for those individuals who are in the church and they're looking for that kind of help. And one of the things that comes to my mind is a passage in Paul's letter to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. There's a particular verse there, verse 14, that reads as follows. And we urge you, brothers, admonish the idle, encourage the faint-hearted, help the weak, be patient with them all. Now, this is an amazing verse. It's just, of course, a verse that comes out of a section in which eschatology is being discussed. And this is a brand new church, only months old in the Lord, that the Apostle Paul has started. And he obviously is encouraging those brothers and sisters who are in Thessalonica and who have come to faith in Jesus Christ to be together as they worship and to take care of one another. And really, that's what biblical counseling is. We're taking care of each other. But notice the categories that are given here. Paul says in his urging of them to admonish the idle. You could actually translate that particular word idle as not just someone who's not doing work, but someone who's choosing not to do any work. So you could actually see that in this phrase, the idea of someone who is rebelliously idle. And Paul says you need to admonish them. And that's a famous word in biblical counseling circles, because that's a word that speaks of dealing with a sinful matter in the life and heart of an individual for which they need to be admonished. It's actually that word idle, a military term that shows us that someone's out of step. They're out of cadence, and they need to be brought back in line. And the word admonish there is a word that speaks to the idea of seeing this sin of a brother or sister and encouraging and warning and admonishing that person to get back in line and to not be a troublemaker in the church, not to be someone who is out of step with what the church is doing. And so that's a key area of biblical counseling. And then he says, encourage the faint-hearted. That is a wonderful way of describing someone, quite literally, who has a small soul. The word faint-hearted means small-souled. And how do you treat them? Well, you don't admonish them, warn them, but you come alongside them by encouraging them. And so in the ministry of biblical counseling, you do both admonishing of the rebelliously idle, but you also encourage the small-souled among us. And then he says, help the weak, which means that you come alongside those who need our help. And when we help them because of their weakness, we're coming alongside them and giving them biblical counsel from God's word. And then, of course, the fourth and final of these ideas is being patient with them all. It's what I might call the grab bag at the end. If it's a matter of idleness, admonish them. If it's a matter of being faint-hearted, encourage them. If it's a matter of being weak, you help them. But with everyone, be patient. So my answer would be, that's why it's vital in the local church. And this is a verse that gives us a sense, like a banner verse, about how we should help take care of each other in the local church. So I believe biblical counseling is utterly vital in its relation to the relationship to the church, and how it should be with each individual in the church as well.